Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 1st of June, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1594, and we travel to the United States, where today an advert for four of the Dead Sea Scrolls appeared in the Wall Street Journal. It read, "Biblical manuscripts dating back to at least 200 BC are for sale. This would be an ideal gift to an educational or religious institution by an individual or group." These ancient scrolls, mostly in Hebrew, were found in a sensational discovery on the northwest shore of the Dead Sea in 1947 by a teenage Bedouin shepherd. Tossing a rock into an opening on the side of a cliff, he was surprised to hear a shattering sound. He later entered the cave and found a collection of large clay jars, seven of which contained leather and papyrus scrolls. Soon after, tens of thousands of additional scroll fragments from 10 nearby caves were discovered, making up, it is estimated, between 800 and 900 manuscripts. And this is now considered to be one of the most important finds in the history of modern archaeology. These artifacts have great historical, religious, and linguistic significance. They include the second oldest known surviving manuscript of works later included in the canon of the Hebrew Bible, which is often known as the Old Testament. Where did they come from? The most popular theory is that the Dead Sea Scrolls were produced by the Essenes, a sect of Jews living in nearby Qumran. The historian Josephus mentions that the Essenes were sharing property among the members of the community. And this is echoed in a key text that was found in the discovery, which is called the Community Rule. During the excavation, two inkwells and plastered elements thought to be tables were found, which offered evidence that some sort of writing was done there. More inkwells were discovered nearby, and this area was named the Scriptorium, based upon this discovery. Strengthening the theory of an Essene community was the discovery of several Jewish ritual baths at Qumran, offering evidence of an observant Jewish presence at the site. Pliny the Elder, a geographer who was writing after the fall of Jerusalem in the year 70, describes a group of Essenes living in a desert community on the northwest shore the Dead Sea, near the ruined town of En Gedi. An alternative theory of the origin of the Dead Sea Scrolls is that Jews who were living in Jerusalem hid the scrolls in the caves near Qumran while fleeing from the Romans during the destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70. Karl Heinrich Regensdorf first proposed that the scrolls originated at the Library of the Jewish Temple in Jerusalem. A third, more recent theory is that maybe they came from an early Christian community. Spanish Jesuit José O'Callaghan Martínez demonstrated in 1960 that one of the fragments, known as 7Q5, preserved a portion of the text from the New Testament Gospel of Mark. And Robert Eisenman has advanced the theory that some of the scrolls describe an early Christian community, even recording events around the Apostles James and Paul. So with the origin of the Dead Sea Scrolls not completely clear, the widespread and dominant theory is of a community of Essenes in the area. Owing to the poor condition of some of the scrolls, scholars have not yet identified all of their texts. So far, the identified texts fall into three general groups, with about 40% copies from the Hebrew scriptures. Approximately another 30% are texts from the Second Temple period. Some, such as the Book of Jubilees, were not included in any of the canons of the Hebrew Bible. Other books, such as the Book of Tobit, the Wisdom of Sirach, Psalms 152 to 155, were included in the Vulgate, compiled by Saint Jerome, which is still the authoritative Catholic version of the Old Testament. However, after the Reformation, these books were left out of the Reformed version of the canon of Hebrew scripture. The remainder of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which account for roughly 30%, are sectarian manuscripts of previously unknown documents that shed light on the rules and the beliefs of a particular group or sect within Greater Judaism. One of the most intriguing manuscripts from Qumran is the Copper Scroll, a sort of ancient treasure map which lists dozens of gold and silver caches. While the other texts are written in ink on parchment or animal skins, this curious document features Hebrew and Greek letters chiselled onto metal sheets, perhaps, as some have theorised, to better withstand the passage of time. Using an unconventional vocabulary and odd spelling, the Copper Scroll describes 64 underground hiding places around Israel that purportedly contain riches stashed for safekeeping. None of these hoards have been recovered, possibly because the Romans pillaged Judea during the 1st century AD. And according to various hypotheses, the treasure belonged to the local Essenes and was spirited out of the Second Temple before its destruction, or some say never even existed to begin with. Arrangements with the Bedouin left the scrolls in the hand of a third party until a profitable sale of them could be negotiated. This may account for today's newspaper advert. The third party was a member of the Syriac Orthodox Church who contacted St. Mark's Monastery in the hope of getting an appraisal of the nature of the text. News of the find then reached Metropolitan Mar Samuel, and after examining the scrolls and suspecting their antiquity, he expressed an interest in purchasing them. Four scrolls found their way into his hands, and more scrolls soon surfaced in the antiquities market, and archaeologists at the Hebrew University soon found themselves in possession of three. Four of the Dead Sea Scrolls eventually went up for sale in the advert Today in 1954 in the Wall Street Journal under the category Miscellaneous Items for Sale. Israeli archaeologist Yigael Yadin, whose father had obtained the other three scrolls from the initial collection in 1947, secretly negotiated their purchase on behalf of the newly established State of Israel. Unfortunately for Mar Samuel, much of the $250,000 he received went to the US Internal Revenue Service, since the bill of sale had not been properly drawn up. Since 2002, forgeries of alleged Dead Sea Scrolls have appeared on black markets. And Israel claims ownership of the Dead Sea Scrolls collection, which is currently housed in the Shrine of the Book on the grounds of the Israel Museum. This ownership is contested by both Jordan and the Palestinian Authority. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the life and the work of controversial spiritual author Anthony de Mello. If you'd like to contact us to request a topic or ask any questions, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.